anymore has a suffering of ignorant. You know, that is especially experienced by animal. We all do have ignorance, you know, but animals suffer the most. You can see the puppies are so cute, you know, so nice, you know, as if like, you know, sometimes we even think that how wonderful to be the cat or the puppy, because as if they are so free of all the disturbances, you know, we don't know the suffering of ignorance in them. It's numberless times greater than any of the suffering the human experience. You know, that has to be understood. You see? So, yeah. Then, the hungry ghost suffering of thirst and hunger, you know, cannot compare with the suffering of thirst and hunger in the entire universe. You know, it's the heaviest suffering, special suffering to the hungry ghost. Then, in hell realm, you know, hot hell, you know, cold hell. So there are so many, you know, 8 hot hells, 8 cold hells. You know, and Vajra hells, you know, it's not something that need to go to a different place to experience that. You know, it is, interpreted based on the intensity of the suffering, the coming consequences. So that's why they have many different stages of the suffering realms. Then, after that, the last line says suffering, birth, death, and so forth. So this is talking about the three higher realms within the Salix existing, human, god, demigod, in particularly, you know, directly referring to the human sufferings, you know, the special karmic impact, space by suffering for the human is suffering of birth and suffering of aging and death. You know, human has the most sensitive, impact of attitude when you face birth, when you face aging, when you face death. You know, gods, demigods also have this experience. Even the three lower realms also have this experience. But then human, because of the human karmic, the different karma of being a human, you know, death, aging, sickness is one of the greatest strategy that affects, you know, to experience great suffering, you know, like that. So, like that. Then, like gods, even though happen to be born as a long life god, but the suffering of, you know, approaching death is, you know, unbelievable, you know. Even though they enjoy the sensual, comfort in being born in the god realm, but then when their karma is exhausted, when they face to die, then, you know, it's an incomparable pain and suffering of the god facing God approaching, you know, the God's time approach to the dead is compatible to the pain of, you know, many others' pains and sufferings like that. Then verse 11, then since you want to free these beings from the suffering of pain, from suffering and the causes of suffering, arose immutably the resolve to attain enlightenment. So knowing, after knowing, common suffering and uncommon suffering of the six realm, and since you want to free all of them from the sufferings, then the second line, from the suffering of pain, want to free from the suffering of suffering, suffering of change, and suffering of pervasive suffering, and the third line, if you want to free the sentient beings from the suffering of suffering, then one need to free them from the causes of the sufferings. If you want to free them, free sentient beings from the suffering, then the way to free them is free them from the causes of suffering. So that's the way, you know. You see, so can you see the difference? You know, if you truly want to elevate, you know, someone is suffering from a pain, an example, suffering a wound, the most effective way is to elevate that person from the cause that which causing the wound. You know, so here, the causes here, suffering, the causes of suffering here refer to the delusions. And delusions, you know. Delusions are divided into many different labels and categories, like such as one root delusion, ignorant, or the three root poison or delusion, ignorant, anger, attachment, then six root delusions, then, you know, 20 secondary delusions. And then there are numberless sub, you know, delusional minds are there. So there's, you know, any antidote that we cultivate that directly, you know, offends the root cause of the entire rest of the delusion, which is ignorant, then that, you know, helps to eradicate the rest of the other delusions. Even you may not know, individual names or individual characteristics. So root cause of all the delusion, you know, the root cause of the delusion is ignorant. And the direct antidote for that is emptiness. So if you meditate on emptiness and it's directly, you know, become antidote to the ignorant, at the same time, become antidote to the rest of the other delusions. So then the fourth line says, arose immutably the resolve to attain enlightenment. So the best way to do that is to make some commitment to yourself. Take a step of committing to do so. And the best way to commit to elevate sentient beings from the causes of suffering and suffering is for ourselves to commit in Bodhisattva's conduct. Commit of taking refuge vow, Bodhisattva vow, then work for the sentient being in your best ability. So this is the best choice, best way. And then the Bodhisattva's conducts are providing protections to sentient being, providing generosity of Dharma to sentient being, you know, for providing material gifts to sentient being, providing spiritual gift to sentient beings, you know. And so basically dedicate one's energy and one's life to offer benefit according with the mental disposition of the sentient beings, which is directly affecting for them to purify the root cause, which are the delusions. Yeah. So the technique to develop that then, as mentioned a few days ago, that to actualize the, you know, the altruism, to develop the altruism, there's a two technique that has 100% successful guarantee, successful result guarantee, you know, 100% thumbs up. So one is the seven cause and effect training to develop bodhicitta. Another one is the four techniques to develop bodhicitta. Generally, you know, the tradition, as mentioned before, seven cause and effect, the tradition came from Maitreya to Lama Tsilimba, Lama Atisha, like that. The four techniques came from Buddha Manjushri, then to like Nagarjuna, then Shantideva, etc., like that. So in order to develop the seven cause and effect, you know, as quoted by the Indian master Chandra Gumi, recommends that technique of seeing all living beings as our mother, remembering their kindness and wanting to repay it out of deep sense of gratitude. This is the technique, you know. So even though here from the seven cause and effect only mentioned, you know, in a direct just three points, but then indirectly, you know, it covered the, all the 7 points. So what are the 7 points? First one is recognizing all sentient beings as a mother. Second one is remembering their kindness. Third one is repaying their kindness. Fourth and fifth have choices. Which one to use first, which is love and compassion. You know, if you feel love is easier to develop, then you cultivate love first. Then that will bring into development or compassion. If some of the practitioner feel compassion is more easy to generate than love, then develop compassion. The fourth point, develop compassion. And fifth point, develop love. You know. Then number six is the special called haksam, the courageous special mind. And what is the characteristic of that is, on top of unconditional love, on top of unconditional compassion, taking full responsibility by myself alone. You know, this is the most courageous mind. You know, you don't wait for others' help to benefit others. You know, you don't need, you know, others' instruction to benefit others. You know, you whatever ability you have, you are engaged in your best ability, always benefiting others, you know, and carry on that task up to all sentient beings actualized to full enlightenment, you see. So then, after this, the special mind, and the result, the number seven, will be bodhicitta, altruism, bodhicitta. So, among these six causes for the production of bodhicitta, which one that we need to focus? Which one we need to pay attention the most? The number one, recognizing all sentient beings as your mother. That is the most difficult point to be developed, to be understood, and to develop that attitude in your heart. So therefore, you know, the Kadamba masters, you know, in their teaching emphasize, if you want to develop bodhicitta using this, you know, seven cause and effect training technique, then he said even it takes entire life to develop the first one, he said worth to do so. You know, once you develop the first technique, recognizing all sentient beings as your mother, the rest of the technique is just like come by the way. I mean, come easily, you know, without much effort. You see, so, you know, but first, in order to reach to the point that you are capable to, you know, to try it out, to recognize all sentient beings as a mother, we need to have the foundation, you know, we need to have the basis where you can able to actualize the conviction in this first technique. So those basis are those immediate basis is to first you need to develop the mind of equanimity. But mind of equanimity. Even before developing that, you know, we need to have a firm understanding on karma and rebirth. Karma and rebirth. Without understanding life after life, without understanding how karma function, is no way that we can able to achieve the realization of recognizing all sentient beings as your mother. You know, because within one circle of life, you have only one mother. Why rest of the other sentient being able to be your mother, you know, in relation to have existence of the past numberless life, future numberless life, and whenever you take rebirth using the womb, then you have to depend on the mother. And even since there's existence of numberless lifetime in the past, even one sentient being, you know, has to be has been many times of your mother, not just one. You know, if you want to just count number of life you have taken, and number of sentient beings, is number of life taken is infinite. Yes, sentient beings are also infinite, but each mother have been, you know, our mother numberless times. So this is, and this has to be understood through how karma works, how karma works. So we need to learn, you know, the karmic, you know, how causality of how karmic causality, you know, exists and definite. You know, on the basis of that, then on top of that, we need to learn about the mind. You know, the karma works because of there is existence of mind. Karmic cause and effect works because of there is the momentary of existence of different minds, the continuation of the mind. You see, on the basis of that, then there's a possibility of able to establish the continuation of life after life. Because life after life, rebirth, is in fact no different than the transition of our mind and our body from just before moment up to this very moment. In fact, this very moment of me is the reincarnation of, you know, so many life, you know, before, since we started the class here. You know, just millions of momentaries. Each momentary, you know, my past momentary dies before actualizing the second momentary. And the second momentary of my continuation is my, there's a reincarnation of the previous one. So you see, so this logic have to apply to the last moment of consciousness of the continuation of your aggregates of the last moment of this life is the immediate cause of the next moment of your next rebirth causes of the previous, you see. So if you convince, if you, you know, analyze and convince how momentarily changes, you know, in a causality level, then from there you can able to try to convince yourself in between life and rebirth. You know, why we feel difficult to accept, because the gap is too big because of that. If that is our problem, then we will have a problem of that regarding today's you is reincarnation of yesterday, because the gap is quite long too. Because to take rebirth from life to rebirth, it may be just one moment. Death, rebirth. Intermediate state may be just one glimpse, one moment. You know, and some of the rebirth don't even need to go through intermediate state. Like if we're born as a spirit, if we're born in the formless realm, we don't have to go through intermediate state. The moment you are death, next moment is rebirth. You see? So it's, in fact, it's actually not a big deal to accept and understand the reincarnation of future life, because it's already happening so many times now. You see? And if the problem is just a gap, you debate with you. You debate yourself, you know, why you want to be so stubborn, you know. Okay, don't be stubborn myself, go for lunch. Okay, see you, thank you. Chanchu sem jo rinpo che ma je banam je yu je je wa nyam pa me ba yang go ne gong du pe wa yu to ni da wa rinpo che ma je banam je yu je je wa nyam pa me ba go ne gong du pe wa yu ka le ra ve ku ve shing gong de pen dang de wa ma le ju me ne che le zi wa ten zin jia zi Chabe se de bado denjuro ji na tu zu chang jin jang wen jia wei den jin yong bei bei kun zu dong ji chou song gu wei le men tu du da zuo de jie guan du xia den shou. Thank you.